Okay, the Gemara right now, Gimel Aleph, the two dots. The Gemara has a discussion. It quotes the end of our mission that we had. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'over Lefnei Ateva, B'yom Tova Achron Shal Chag, the one who, the Shnech Tzibur, the last day of Chag of Sukkos, Ha'achron Maskir, which is the Baal Musaf, the Shnech Tzibur for Musaf, mentions Mashiv Ruch Merit Geshem. Harishon, the one who's Davin Shachris, the last day, Eino Maskir, does not mention. Again, that is our prep. That's a prevalent custom, certainly in America, that way in Israel as well. Even though in Israel, the Shleach Tzibur, we actually daven before Musaf, we start saying Maskir Kuri Geshem. But the point is that the Shachris doesn't say it, and the Chazar Shas of Musaf definitely does say it, according to Rabbi Yeshua. That is how we paskin. And regarding when it ends, the Mishnah continues on, and it says, B'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, when Pesach, the first day of Pesach begins, Arishon Maskir and Shachar, you still say Maskir Ruch Negeshem, but Achron, but Musaf of that first day of Pesach, Eino Maskir, you do not mention it. That is all a quote from Mishnah, a direct quote. We now want to figure out who in the world Rabbi Yeshua was. We had Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah beforehand, if you remember, and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah made a statement, and he said, I'll read the word in sign for you, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yom Tova Achron Shalchag. That's when he started mentioning it. Yom Tova Achron Shalchag. He didn't specify whether it was the Shachris, whether it was the Musaf, whether it was the Mars the night beforehand, there was no mention of it. And over here, we have now a quote, where Yehuda now is quoting Rabbi Yoshua in this brayso we just brought down right now, as suggesting that that it started only at Musaf on the last day of Yom Tov. Now, this is a quote, not from our Mishnah, it's a quote from the brayso on Beis Mabiz. This is Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. So now we're going to analyze who Rabbi Yeshua was that Rabbi Yehuda is quoting over here. Again, in our Mishnah, it's just Rabbi Yehuda. In the Brisa we quoted with all the different opinions of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda Mesera, they're recorded Rabbi Yehuda quoting Rabbi Yeshua. We're trying to figure out who's Rabbi Yeshua. Hi, Rabbi Yeshua. Hi means which. Which Rabbi Yeshua are we quoting? Which is Rabbi Yehuda quoting? Ilem Rabbi Yeshua Dimas Nisin. What's up, Rabbi Yeshua that was quoted in the Mishnah? Who said that we start saying it on Yom Tov Achron? Ha'amar b'Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag Hu Maskir. He already said you start mentioning Yom Tov Achron, and according to Rashi, he didn't tell you what tefillah it was on Yom Tov Achron, so I would assume it's the first tefillah on Yom Tov Achron, namely Ma'ariv. Even you don't wait till Musaf, you even start saying Ma'ariv. You should say Maskir Ruch Regeshem because it does not tell you what part of the day. Choose Rashi over here quotes and says Shachris, even though you could have said Ma'ariv. Rashi over here says Shachris. Certainly Shachris, you should say it already, if not Ma'ariv. But you definitely don't wait till Musaf, because it didn't tell you that you wait. So it can't be that Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Yehuda was quoting, because that Rabbi Yeshua would say, at least by Shachris, you're saying it already, if not even Ma'ariv night beforehand. El Rabbi Yeshua de Brisa. Maybe tell which Rabbi Yeshua that we had in the Brisa. Can't be that one either. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua in the Brisa, again, Rabbi Yeshua in the Brisa, if you remember what he said when you put the Lulav and Esrog down, is what he said. Lulav and Esrog down. So there, it can't be him either, because that would mean what? Says the Gemara. The Hamar Mishasa Nachaso. One second. That would mean, when do you, according to Rashi, when do you put the Lulav and Esrog down? That's Bishvi. That would be already in the seventh day you put it down. So already in the seventh day, you should start to say Rashi, you according to Rabbi Yeshua in the Brisa. So it can't be the Rabbi Yeshua right now that we quoted in the Brisa of with Rabbi Yehuda. Again, who suggested that you say it? Dafka the Musaf says it on the last day of Sukkot. Let's go to either of Yeshua we had quoted up till now. Yeshua, we had the Mishnah, sounds like you would say even Shacharis in that day. And Yeshua, in a different Brisa we quoted before, you should start saying it when you put down the Lulav and Esrog. Then you should have started saying even already in the seventh day, you should have said it. Not the eighth day, not the last day of Sukkot. So we're trying to place exactly who Rabbi Yeshua was that we quoted in this Brisa, or Yehuda quoted in the Brisa that says you only start saying it at Musaf of the last day of Sukkot. Now we're going to ask another question. We have to answer the question. But Sue, furthermore, Hadatan Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Ben Beseira. There's a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda quotes someone named Ben Beseira. We haven't seen this yet. The first time right now. We have not seen this line yet. But Rabbi Yehuda quotes a person named Ben Beseira who says, Overlif Neateva Yom Tova Achron Shalchak Achron Maskir. The same opinion we saw above in the name of Yeshua. But we now quote someone named Ben Beseira. The person who davens, the Shech Tzibur, who davens on the last day of Yontif, of Sukkot, and the Achron, the Musaf davener, that's what he mentioned, which is Ruch Negeshem, Hai Ben Beseira. Which Ben Beseira is that? Eli is going to tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who we had quoted already earlier on in this in our brisa, like an amud ago. Ha amar b'sheni b'chagu maskir. Remember, Yehuda ben Becerra, we did yesterday, says you mentioned it b'sheni b'chag, which means you start mentioning. Anyone remember why you mentioned b'sheni b'chag according to Yehuda ben Becerra? Remember why? Yeah, what do you got?
Mayim.
Yeah. The first mem.
Excellent. The first mem of Mayim is learned out on Yom Sheni, it says, right? Niskei Hem, an extra mem. And we said that was the beginning of the spelling out the rem is the word Mayim in the Torah for the Schag of Sukkot. And therefore, we start saying it then. So that can be the Ben Becerra recording right now. So who is this Ben Becerra that recording? So again, Ben Becerra, I'm Rabbi Sheni Uchagu Mazkir. So now again, to repeat, we have two questions right now. Rabbi Yehuda quotes this Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Yeshua saying that we start Dafka saying Mashiach Rabbi Geshem, the last day of Chag, the last day of Chag of Sukkot at Musaf time. And the question we have right now is that we've seen Rabbi Yeshua, the name Rabbi Yeshua quoted already twice, but neither one said that. One said, the woman in our Mishnah said, you should start saying it the very beginning of the eighth day. And one said that you start saying even the seventh day, the rule of an Esrog down. That was question one, which Rabbi Yeshua is this? Then we quoted someone named Ben Becerra, who said a similar din that we quoted a minute ago, just now with Rabbi Yeshua, it's the Musaf of the last day of Sukkot. But Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra, we quoted earlier, said the second day of Sukkot. So what is going on over here? Who are these opinions we're throwing around left and right? Says the Gemara, Amr of Nach Bar Yitzchak, Tehei Tarvayi Rabbi Yeshua Ben Becerra. There's actually both the same person, and it's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Becerra. One time we call him Rabbi Yeshua, one time we call him Ben Becerra, but it's a person we have not yet met. We meet him for the first time right now, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Becerra. Again, to remind you, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said the same psak, but now in the Brisa he quoted Rabbi Yeshua, who he also quoted a different time as Ben Becerra, but it's all the same person. So Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah was really the same opinion as Rabbi Yeshua Ben Becerra. And again, what they both said was that and the Musaf of the last day of Sukkot is the one who will say Mashiach Rabbi Hashem and start off that season in saying this tefillah. And the Gemara explains Zimn Dekari Lei Bishmei, Zimn Dekari Lei Bishmei De'aba. Sometimes we call him in his name, Rabbi Yeshua, sometimes we call him in his name of his father, Ben Becerra. What's the difference? One of them, this one is Machmi before he got Smicha. And then he's called Ben Becerra. And the other one, we call him Rabbi Yeshua, Levasos Mechino, that's after he got Smicha already. And when he gets Smicha, we call him the title of Rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Becerra. So far, we have the answer now. We've solved all of our problems. We're now going to get to some new problems. Says the Gemara as follows. Tana, it was taught, Betal uveruchos lo chai buchachabim lahaskir. Bim ba lahaskir maskir. We mentioned that you do say Mashiach Merida Geshem. We do mention Gvuros Geshemim. We mention Geshem. But we don't have to mention Tal. You don't have to mention Ruchos either. You don't have to mention Ruach. But you have to mention Geshem. If you want to, in Balask, if you want to mention it, you certainly can. As a matter of fact, many people, certainly Eretz Yisrael, we say Morid HaTal. We do say Lashon of Tal in Eretz Yisrael. But you don't have to mention Tal at all. Or Ruchos if you don't want them. My time, why are those unnecessary? I'm Rabbi Chanina, Leficha Ein Etzarin. Because neither Tal nor Ruach ever stops. If something would come and go, then you'd have to mention it in order to say, Hashem, we need it to come. But if it doesn't come and go, it always is there. There's no reason to mention it. And the Gemara.
So then you should be saying it all year.
Well, again, when like, we say again, Mason. It's a good question. Tzitzis Mason, well, it's no, because it's not here yet. I mean, If I wanted to come, I should mention it. Tzitzis Mason could come anytime, as Dana pointed out. There is no set time. It could come anytime. But I don't mention because I want it to come. But since Tal and Ruach will never not come, there's no reason to mention it right now.
So then never mention it.
Wait, say it one more time.
So then never mention it.
Which one?
Never mention Tal and Ruach if it's not.
We don't have. Like, again, we don't have to.
Every day anyways.
We don't have to. If it's not part of our davening, you have to mention. If you want it, you can. But there's no need to. There's no need to. Gabe, what's your question?
So just clarifying on that last thing, so we don't have to say it, but we can, but do we actually say it?
So again, so in Eretz Yisrael and Nusach Sfar, they say Morid HaTal. They do say Maria Tal and Eretz Yisrael and Nisach Sfar, but you don't have to say, most places in Ashkenazim do not say Maria Tal. We do say Mashiv Ruach Maria Geshem. We do say the word Ruach when we talk about Geshem, but it's not a tefillah we say by itself for the sake of the Ruach. It's more for the sake of the Geshem.
So why don't we say it then?
Because once it comes all the time, I have to die for things that I need that don't come always. But things that do come always are always there, they're never not there, then I don't have to say those things.
But you shouldn't take it for granted. I feel like you should be like, thank
it's
Hashem.
True. That's why I said, if you want to say it, you certainly can. But I don't need to ask for it, so I don't need to mention either. But you're right. It's a nice thing to do. Certainly, if you wanted to, you could. But there's no need to. Uriel, you had a question, Uriel?
I was just going to ask what exactly Ruach is.
So, yeah, we say, well, we'll see, it means wind, literally means wind. We'll get to the Gemara, we'll talk about that very soon, what wind that is. Aaron, what?
Hey, Rebbe. Yeah. Is there, like, a big difference between, like, Techiyas and Mason, as you saw before? Isn't, like, it could happen whenever, and Ruach and Tal?
Yeah, because Techiyas and Mason can happen whenever, but it hasn't happened yet. Ruach and Tal happen every single day, you know, without fail.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back now to the Gemara. We're now going to discuss, is it true they don't stop? Amr bichanina. Sorry. V'tal minalan zlo me'atzer. How do we know that tal does not actually ever stop? We're going to tal comes every single day in the morning. Tal means dew. D'chsiv, v'yom Eliyahu atishbi mitoshvei Gilad el Achav. Eliyahu atishbi, among those who lived in Gilad, said to Achav, who was one of the kings, there was a tremendous famine at the time of Achav. Eliyahu says it's going to end. He says, Chai Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Asher Amadti Lefanav. You know, but I swear by Hashem's name, the God of Israel, that I have stood in front of. Imiyah Shanim Ha'ila Tal Matar, Kim Lefi Davari. Hashem, he said, Hashem said that only Lefi Davari, only according to my words, will the world in these years have Tal Umatar. Uksiv, and it says later on, a parak later, go appear in front of Achav, and I will give, as Hashem talking, and I will give matar al pnei adama. I will give matar to the world. But he didn't mention I will give tal to the world. Again, originally Hashem says that tal and matar only come when I say so. Hashem says to tell Achav the king. And when he goes back, you know, parak later, it says, go tell Achav that I will give matar in the world. What about tal? Why did he mention tal? So Gemara says, my time, what's the reason why he didn't say tal? Mishum, delo mi'atzer, top of the gimel base. Because tal never stops. That's why he doesn't mention tal. Tal never stops. It never stopped in the first place. Even in those years, there was always dew on the ground every single morning. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. K'mi'achar delo mi'atzer, Eliyahu ishtabui lamalei. So if it never stopped, then how come Eliyahu originally swore or made a strong comment about Tal in the beginning as well? Meaning he should have said, what did he say? He said, Hashem says that only according to my words do Tal and Matar fall. But in reality, only Matar stopped. Tal never stopped. So why is it then that he mentioned Tal in the first place? Hachigar Malay, this is what he was really saying. This is what Eliyahu was saying to Achav. Afilu tal de bracha nami lo asi. That even though tal will come, but tal of bracha, meaning a helpful tal, that did not come. So what Hashem says, only does tal and matar, I mean geshem, come when I say it comes. Tal really comes all the time. Hashem always has it come. But tal of bracha, meaning a helpful tal, that Rashi here says, that allows for plants to grow with the precipitation of the dew and allow the plants to grow, that did not come all those years. So the Gemara says, one second, if Hashem said originally the only time that Tal and Matar come is when I say so, and it's not going to happen, you're going to be in a famine right now. And then he went back and said, tell him Matar is going to come right now. And we said that he doesn't say Tal because Tal was coming all along, but not the Tal shall bracha. So then the Gemara says here, Ulahadri la Tal de bracha. So then why not mention, go back, Ladre, also go back and say, Tal of Bracha will now start to fall as well. Meaning, when Eliyahu was told by Hashem to go to Achav and say to him, for now, starting now, there'll be rain again. Why not say, starting now, there'll be rain and helpful Tal, and blessed Tal again? Why not mention that? if that had stopped beforehand. Yeah, Gabe, what do you got?
So that first pasuk that he said was saying there's no going to be no rain or dew, and then he comes back and he says there is going to be rain now.
No, he said that rain, just so you know, rain and dew only fall by my word. That's what it said. And then there'll be a famine, which means it's from Hashem. And then he said, go back and tell them that the rain's going to fall again. What about the dew?
Well, that doesn't mean and then there'll be a famine.
Because there's dew and there's dew. There's helpful dew and there's plain dew. Helpful dew is ones that help the plants grow. That actually did stop for all that period of time, all those years.
Got it. So
if you want to right now, then why not say that Hashem's going to bring back that dew also? So the Gemara, Mishum Lo Minkara Milsa, because it's not recognizable. Meaning, if you'd say, oh, I'm going to bring back the rain and the dew, and you would see the rain fall right away. But when you look outside, you can't tell dew that helps or not. Only Hashem is able to provide that information. We would just see moisture as we always see. Since we couldn't tell, so Achav, who was a big Rasha, would say, the dew didn't happen. That was before, that dew also always came. And therefore, it didn't mention the dew, even though Hashem did bring the dew back as well. That was Bracha. But if he mentioned it, Achav would question and challenge him and say, no, what are you talking about? That was always here. And therefore, we don't mention it when Hashem reinstituted the dew over there. Okay. Back in the Gemara. So now we've shown that but through the Tzukim that Tal never stops. Again, Tal Shel Bracha might stop, but Tal itself never stops. And therefore, we don't need to mention bringing Tal because we know that Tal comes every single day. But how about Ruach, says Gemara? Ruchos minan delo me'atzer. We said before in the Gemara that you don't have to mention Ruach or Tal because both are always there. Where do we see that Ruach never stops? So I'm sure Levi, Damakra, ki ka'arba ruchos ha'shamayim pirashti eschem l'mashem. So I've spread you out, says Hashem, like the four ruchos of the heavens. Now, what does that mean? My comment, what is Hashem saying through Zechariah and the Navi? What's he saying to Bnei Yisrael? If you want to say Hashem is telling Bnei Yisrael the following thing, that you are dwelling in the four ruchos of the world, the four directions of the world. Like Hashem spread you out, ihachi. If that's what Hashem meant to say, that like the four winds, four directions, I spread you out. That's what he meant to say. Then ihachi ki arba. It says the ki arba. It shouldn't say ki arba. Rather, it should say bi arba mibayle. It should say in the four directions of the heavens, I spread you out. That's what it should say. If it meant the actual directions, because ruach could mean direction and ruach could mean wind. If it meant direction, don't say like the four. It should say the four. Because Hashem spread you out in all four directions. So rather, it doesn't mean direction. What does it mean, Ruach? Ela, Hachikamar. Kashem she'i efshar lo'olam b'lo ruchos. It feels like the world would not exist without wind. The world would just not function. The wind is always here. Kach i efshar lo'olam b'lo Yisrael. Similarly, the world would not, the world would not exist without the Jewish people. So, ki'ar ruchos shemayim, heras ekskam. You are just like the winds. Like the four winds of the heaven, meaning just like the winds of the world never go away, the world would never exist if the winds would stop. So too are you, Bnei Israel. The world never exists without Bnei Israel functioning.
What's that, Roshei Tevos?
Also, what's that, Dan?
What's that, Roshei Tevos?
In Oel? Yeshar. Oh. Yeshar, it's impossible. Okay, the last stretch over here. Amar Bichanina, Hilgal Bimos Achama, Amar Mashiv Ruach, Ein Machzirnoso, Amar Marita Geshem Machzirnoso. Therefore, in Yemos HaChama, which means when it's not the rainy season, if you say Mashiv HaRuach, and then you stop, so we don't make you go back. Why? Because that's Ruach is here all the time. It doesn't come or go. It doesn't mean anything. That's part of Davening. You can say it doesn't really matter. We don't make you go back if you say it. But if you say Barita Geshem, Machzir Nosav, then we make you go back. That's the wrong tefillah in the wrong time. And we paskined, as we saw in the Mishnah, that you stop saying Mashiv Barita Geshem, you stop saying it the first day of Pesach. And therefore, if you say it the wrong season, you have to go back for it. That is how we pass. We pass if you say it the wrong season, you do go back for Bashar Rechon. You say when you shouldn't be saying it. So right now, if you're saying it right now, you would go back to Shmoneh Esrei again if you made a mistake. Okay. And conversely, you most like a Shabbat, if in the rainy season, Lo Amar Mashar Ruach, Emach Zirunah. So if you forget to say the words Mashar Ruach, you don't have to go back because, again, Ruach comes without you, whether you want it or not. It's always there. So we don't go back if we missed it. But below Marita Geshem, if you get Marita Geshem during the rainy season, then yeah, Masim Zohar, you do go back in the end. Before I go on, just tell you an interesting halacha, so you know this. those who say Morid Hatal all year round. Anyone here say Morid Hatal? If you say it, you give me a little raise of your hand if you say it. Okay, some of us say it. So Morid Hatal, half of us say it. Morid Hatal, if you say that all year long, let's say I say it by accident when I shouldn't be saying it. I say Morid Hatal when it's supposed to be a time of Geshem, it counts. You don't have to go back for missing Geshem in that case. Morid Hatal is a safety in that way. You know, you shouldn't say it out of your custom. You shouldn't say it. But if you say Morid Hatal and say Morid Geshem, you would not go back for that. Gabe, question?
Yeah, Mashiva Ruach is, which one are you supposed to say during the summer? Which one are you supposed to say during the rainy season?
During the rainy season, you say Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem. During the summer, like right now, post Pesach, you say Morid Hatal.
So,
or nothing.
In this, got it. So in the summer, it said if you say Mashiva Ruach, which you're supposed to say, you don't go back.
No, you don't say anything in the summertime, really. You say Morid Hatal. You don't say Mashiva Ruach ever. You just say Morid Hatal by itself.
What was that?
You just say Morid Hatal by itself in the summertime. You don't say Mashiva Ruach at all.
All right, fine. Got it.
Okay. Back in the Gemara. We're almost done. Tana, it was taught by Avi Uvruchos, Lo Chai V'Chavim L'Hazkir. You don't have to mention again. You don't mention clouds. You don't mention wind, we said already. You don't have to mention wind. You don't mention clouds. But Avim Balask, if you want to mention it, Master, go ahead. Knock yourself out. You can mention it. My time. Again, why not mention it? We should go Matzer. Because we said that these things, again, just like we said before, that dew doesn't ever stop. So also clouds, and we do already wind, don't ever stop either. Mars over here, is that true? Below Ma'atri, it doesn't stop. Vatani Rabbi Yosef says, the Atzaras Shemayim. We say in Shema, Vatzaras Shemayim. And we say, what does it mean, Vatzaras Shemayim? It means, Min Ha'avim U'min Ha'ruchos. Hashem promises us that if we do not do his mitzvahs, Hashem will stop the Shemayim from what? From clouds and from wind. And the Gemara then says, are you sure? Atza Omer Min Ha'avim U'min Ha'ruchos, O'inu El Min Ha'matar. Are you sure it means clouds and winds? Maybe it means dafka rain. I'll stop the heaven from rain. Doesn't mean that. You know why? Because you open what it says in the pasuk lo yeh matar. Again, vatar shemayim and lo yeh matar. So if I say lo yeh matar, what does that mean? That means rain. Hari matar omer, that refers to rain. So amani mekayim. What do I explain the pasuk to be? Vatar shemayim. What does that mean then? Min ha'avim min ha'ruchos. It means from the clouds and from the wind. So we have akash ruchos aruchos. Kasha Avma Avma. We have a question between Ruach, does it stop or not? And a question, do clouds stop or not? Versus Avma Avma Lo Kasha. Clouds onto clouds is not a difficulty. Why? Haba Charfi Haba Afli. Charfi means early and Afli means late, which means pre-rain and post-rain. Rashi explains that pre-rain clouds do not stop. I guess that's what the rain comes from those clouds anyways. That doesn't stop. Post-rain clouds, which we'll see later on, they're actually very helpful to growth. We'll see later on, not today, but maybe tomorrow. But post-rain clouds do stop. So we see over here, Hashem says, I will stop the heavens from bringing forth the post-rain cloud, which, by the way, is very helpful for your vegetation. If you don't do mitzvah, I'm going to stop those clouds from coming. So clouds, the pre-rain clouds never stop. Post-rain clouds do stop. How about ruach? Says the Gemara, ruchos aruchos lokasha. Also, the wind is not a question. Does it stop? Doesn't stop. Habruch Mitsuya, Ruch Mitsuya, which is a very common wind, that never stops. Habruch and Mitsuya, the uncommon wind, that would stop. Now, why again, the Hashem is basically threatening us. If you don't do mitzvahs, I'm going to stop bringing the uncommon winds. Now, are uncommon winds helpful for us? Mar says, yeah. Ruch and Mitsuya, Chazil Beidari. It's fit, it helps on the threshing floor, meaning Beidari means the threshing floor. It helps to thresh because we know. We have that in Gittin, by the way. Beidari was in Gittin. We have that in Gittin together. Beidari, we have that. Maybe not. Okay, sounds familiar. Anyways, the Beidari, the threshing floor, the wind, the stronger winds, unusual winds are very helpful as far as separating the chaff from the grain. It helps you like winnow out. You know, Zorah is one of the things in Shabbos. You throw up the grain, and the chaff is blown away by the wind, and the real grain goes back down again because the real grain is heavier. So these heavy winds do help to separate. So the Gemara over here says, on one hand, it's very helpful, as we see over here. Now, why don't we mention it? Why don't we mention it? The Gemara over here brings down and says, and this really is a question. Sorry, it's a question we have right now. The question we have right now is, really, we should mention it. We should mention it right now because it does help. That's really, this really is a question of the Gemara right now, which is, Rosh HaMetzuya Chaz HaBeidari, it's very helpful. LeBeidari, so why don't we mention it? My answer is, Efshar B'nafusa, you can use a sieve. You can use a sieve for getting the same results, and don't need to actually you don't have to use those big wins. They help, but you can also use a sieve, and that helps just as much regarding the sifting process. We'll stop over here for now.
Yeah. I believe in Gideon, we talked about with the